This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to get right back to your phone calls. 855-212-4227. A lot of you wanting to weigh in on Antonio Brown. It's not just the frozen feet. Now it's apparently a case of brain freeze. He actually is threatening to hold out or retire if he's not allowed to wear a helmet that doesn't conform to NFL safety regulations. In what world does that make sense? Only his. And I don't know why the NFL even gave him the 2 hours on Friday to state his case. The answer better be no, as in hell no. No, you cannot be the only player in the league wearing an unsanctioned helmet. No, you cannot continue to wear a helmet that leaves you more susceptible to concussions and long-term head injuries. No, no, no. I mean, what in the world did they talk about for 2 hours? That to me is a cause for a little bit of anxiety. I mean, I love football and I love the NFL, but the league better not cave on this, or I'm going to have a field day. Not to mention every other member of the media, except for maybe one or two who think he should sign a waiver, taking away all liability from the NFL if he ends up with long-term head injuries. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, and the NFL better not cave. Here's one thing we know about the league, to be sure. Roger Goodell and league officials care very much about public perception and public reaction and the image and reputation of the NFL. The owners care very much. There's a lot of talk about concussions and head injuries, the scientific advancements, the research, what we now know about repeated hits to the head, and to be serious for a second here, because this is very serious. Former players who've spoken out about the health effects, the mood swings, the depression. High-profile players who have taken their own lives or retired because they're worried about the long-term effects of repeated hits to the head. The NFL has to toe the line here, not only because it's the right thing to do, but because the public outcry would be astronomical and should be. In fact, the Raiders should be taking a hardline stance as well, because if they're found culpable, I mean, Antonio Brown doesn't get on the field with an unsanctioned helmet. There's no way now. He's under scrutiny all the time. He's tried to sneak one onto the field multiple times. The Raiders are found culpable in any kind of deceit or rule breaking, then the team will face sanctions. Sometimes that means money taken away into the salary cap. Sometimes that means draft picks, hefty fines. Last thing the Raiders can afford. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Weird retirement by Chandler Catanzaro. 5 years, but has had a pretty shaky preseason. And so he leaves the New York Jets in a bit of a lurch. They had to work out a bunch of kickers over the weekend. We'll hear from Adam Gase on that a little bit later on. And then sad news as well from the world of the NFL. Steelers wide receiver coach Darryl Drake died suddenly on Sunday morning at the age of 62. So the Steelers have canceled practices on Monday and Tuesday. But he'd only been with the Steelers for a couple of years. He was 16 years in the NFL as an assistant, coaching wide receivers for the Bears as well as the Cardinals. He was with Bruce Arians. Bruce got very emotional talking about him on Sunday. We wanted to use the audio, but there's a lot of background noise, so it's really difficult to hear. But there are a lot of tributes out there on social media as well as at camp and practices. He clearly touched the lives of a lot of the league's wideouts, a lot of the league's coaches. He was 4 decades as a coach, but again, 16 years in the NFL. No cause of death given yet for Daryl Drake. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Trevor, who's in Utah. Trevor, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I'm just calling in about AB's helmet issue. I think it's not as big as everybody's thinking. I mean, the issue is of helmets. You don't mess with that in the NFL. That's off the table. But I think he is just playing the old card of, just like Michael Strahan did back when he was waiting the contract. He found out it only cost him $200,000 to miss training camp. Michael Strahan said if that's all it costs every year, he'd do that every year.
Well, so then why not just hold out? I mean, he's already got the feet issue. I mean, so that precludes him from losing any money for not being in camp because he's not healthy. But to go AWOL and to have the helmet be something he's complaining about, you think he's just creating that drama for no reason?
I'm a Raider fan. And for us, it's extremely frustrating because we haven't had anything going on in a long time.
Right.
But he's an added bonus to what they had going. Their main wide receiver target this offseason was Tyrell Williams. So to have AB fall in their lap was a big deal, but it wasn't in the plans. So, I mean, that's just a huge bonus if he shows up. I hope he does show up, obviously. But I think right now he's just playing his cards as a little bit of drum. Maybe his head's too big for his helmet. I don't know. But just from sitting back and watching the league for a lot of years, there's a few of these guys that, you know, play these games a little bit, and when training camp's over, then they hit the field running, and hopefully that's what happens. But also guys have retired for funny reasons, too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, as much as that would be, I don't know, I think kind of the strangest retirement ever, and just so ironic, you retire because the NFL wants to protect you from getting a serious head injury. I mean, that just, it sounds ridiculous. They want to extend your career by protecting you physically and you retire over it. To leave that kind of money on the table, even if he has made a lot of money in his career, which, you know, he has, I guess it's all relative for these players. He wanted this guaranteed money so badly. It was one of his reasons for asking out of Pittsburgh. $30 million he's just going to leave on the table? I can't imagine that. So I feel like he's bluffing about the retirement. It's not the first time he's cried wolf, but I think if he just doesn't want to be in camp, he's already got an excuse because his feet, well, he can't actually run. His feet are frozen.
Yeah. I just, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that he's just playing the game a little bit.
Got it.
He'll be in camp and they'll be rolling. But if not, he wasn't in the plans to begin with. There's no way they had a chance at him and he fell in their lap. So they still got the other two guys they wanted, J.J. Nelson and Tyrell.
Aren't they lucky?
They did awesome. They've done a fantastic. Mayock's a godsend. He's just, I couldn't believe that happened either. So
yeah, I like him a lot.
A whole bunch of positive, a little bit of AB drama, whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. He is who he is. Hopefully he'll show up ready to rock. Mm. I don't know.
All right, Trevor. I appreciate your optimism. That's great. Thanks for calling in Utah.
Thank you.
Red is listening in Georgia. Red, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Amy?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Amy, I'm going to look at it different from AB perspective and the league perspective together. I think you got to believe that AB, you know, he's doing it for his own selfish reasons. But at the same time, I think he's smart enough to know that, hey, I'm going to challenge the league on this, and the league have a poor standing ground on this by concussion and CTE, because they really held information from the players for decades about this issue. And who is the league to say what is mandated, what's healthy for me as a player, that I feel that they're going to protect me. You heard something from me for over 20 years about CTE, and now I'm supposed to believe that you out for the player's safety, and they really doing it for their image and for latest lawsuits down the road. They don't care about these players' safety and health and all that, because if they did, they wouldn't have held nothing like this for 20 years.
Okay, Red, well, even if I would agree with you, right? So even if I would say you're right, Red, all of that is true, they don't care about player safety. The only thing they care about is not getting sued. Guess what? It's still a rule. And as long as he plays in the NFL, he still has to abide by it. So whether or not they convince him that they are altruistic in their motives in making these changes is irrelevant. I mean, again, I understand what you're saying and why you're cynical, but it doesn't matter. If you want to play in the NFL, you have to abide by the NFL's rules, period.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that have a lot. I'm just saying that's what he's challenging. You know, whether he's right or wrong, that's what all he's doing. And really, he really ain't challenging. He's just probably being an a-hole or a prick to the league anyway, but for his own selfish reason, because that's how AB is doing now, you know what I mean? It ain't got nothing to do with nothing other than when it comes to that for him, you know what I mean? But he's piggybacking off that perception alone, that the league is not really looking out for his safety. And, you know, I don't agree with him because, you know, hey, I know his motive. That's his motive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you. Red, thanks so much for your phone call. Let's talk to Rashad, who's in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
This morning, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
This is a prime example of you give a person an inch and they take a foot. Antonio Brown has cried and cried in the Steeler organization, and he's doing the same thing over here, and he gets what he wants. This is ridiculous. They have spent money on helmets to fit your head. I don't understand that. They have a helmet that you can put on, and it fits the sculpture of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is this an issue? I mean, if he's going to retire, let him go. I'm a fan of Antonio Brown. I'm not a Raiders fan, but I'm a Patriot fan, but it's other players on other teams that I do like. Me and Antonio Brown is from the same area. We grew up around the same time. He's a little older than me, but I'm really starting to lose interest in him because you said you want guaranteed money. You got it. Then you get Gruden on there and say, the head coach, I'm sorry, to talk about your feet and say he has nothing to do with that. It's not his problem. This is an injury that happened and it had nothing to do with him. That's understandable. So now we listening to the head coach talk about it, and now it's like, okay, that's settled. Now you're talking about a helmet? Come on, bro. You just committing unnecessary drama. Other people got other things they want to talk about than Antonio Brown with this. I mean, for real, man, it's getting ridiculous. I am really starting to lose my patience as being a fan of him because a helmet, I mean, come on now. It's being, if you're going to retire, go retire and go on. The league is babying these players. Well, I'm not even going to say these players, and baby Antonio Brown. And I really think he's taking a kick out of this because everybody can't do this. You know, I'm a truck driver, and my job tells me they're going to get me a new truck tomorrow, and I'm used to driving this truck for 8 years. I can't hold out. I ain't going to have a job come Friday.
Yeah, I can't pay the bills that way. Exactly.
Exactly. You know, Antonio Brown has millions and millions of dollars, and he can do this because if he retires, however he said, he's set for life. But he needs to get back. They gave you guaranteed money. Gruden has lowered his standard. They'll take up for you because they need you to come back and play. They need you. I mean, that's why they took a chance on you. And you still holding out? I mean, the Steelers are looking I'm not a Steelers fan either. But, and man, if they dealt with that for so long, man, I just can tell how much relief in their – in their organization it is. It's like ridiculous now, man.
You know, I agree with that. I just could imagine the gales of laughter on Friday as this was coming out and the story was kind of the details were coming out about the story. It was gaining some traction. And can you imagine them looking at Twitter and just like, yep, heard that, seen that, been there, done that. Absolutely. Rashad, thanks so much for your phone call. I appreciate it.
No problem.
855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So Steven says on Facebook, the helmet isn't on the banned list, so let him use it. That's not what I read. What I read is that the helmet is, in fact, on the banned list, and that's why there was a grace period, so that players whose helmets were outdated and no longer conformed to regulations and were getting banned, they would have a year to adjust to something new. Chris says, I heard you say a waiver wouldn't work. Can you explain why? Well, this is just me, I guess, thinking about the climate in which we live. If the NFL, even if Antonio Brown signs a waiver, which this is not happening, even if he signs a waiver and says he releases the league of all its liability, somewhere down the road, if he has serious head injuries and long-term health issues connected to this, well, to his career, you never really know which head injuries. But if the NFL, even with a waiver, knowingly allowed him to use a piece of equipment that wasn't up to regulation, I just don't think a waiver would matter. It would be negligence on the part of the NFL to allow a player to use a piece of equipment they know is not the top of the line, does not do the job to protect its athletes. Even if you do sign a waiver, that's still negligent. Why are you allowing a guy on the field, on your field, who is wearing a piece of equipment that makes him more susceptible to concussions? So to me, even signing the waiver or allowing Antonio Brown to sign a waiver and wear a piece of equipment that's not up to regulation, up to code, would be negligent and would be irresponsible. So I guess that's why. Down the road, I don't feel like that piece of paper would matter, because it's the league's responsibility to protect these players. With everything that's come out, they've got to do their jobs. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We'll get to some of your reaction. It's crazy that this is something he's threatening to retire over, but I kind of feel like he's crying wolf there. I can't imagine him walking away from that kind of money or from this opportunity in the prime of his career.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Antonio Brown was traded to the Oakland Raiders on what date? Chris, when you have an opportunity, will you look that date up, please, so we have the exact date that this started? Because according to Michael Silver, the issues with Brown protesting his helmet go back to the springtime and OTAs and the initial practices with the league before his feet were frozen. So he did have an opportunity to practice with the team after he was traded on March 10th. Thank you, Chris. So according to Michael Silver, and there's a great thread, he writes for NFL.com. He's a very well-connected NFL insider, clearly has sources embedded all over the league. He says the pushback began in May. Antonio Brown was informed by the Raiders the NFL had officially eliminated the grace period for certain helmet models, including the one worn by Brown, which had fallen short in lab testing for head impact severity. That meant Brown and 31 other players who finished last season on NFL rosters, including Brady and Rodgers, would have to switch to approved helmets. So, for those of you who may have read that this wasn't a banned helmet, it wasn't last year. So there were certain helmets that were allowed during the grace period while they were going through testing. Certain helmet models kind of fell through the cracks. And so there were a couple dozen players that continued to wear helmets that hadn't yet been banned by the NFL, though they knew it was coming. They knew that likely those helmets were going to be outside NFL regulations. But there was a one-year grace period. At the end of last season, the league informed these players and their teams, of course, that those helmets were now being added to the banned list and they would all have to wear helmets that were approved by the league. So again, Brown is protesting to wear a helmet that fell short in lab testing. It's a helmet that's supposed to protect him and potentially extend his career, and he's protesting over it. But Michael Silver goes on to say he tried to sneak that helmet onto the field, tried to repaint his old helmet so it looked more like a Raiders helmet, and every single time he did, the team's equipment managers removed the helmet, told him he couldn't wear it. He stormed out of practice at one OTA And now fast forward to where we are now. Not only is he showing up late to meetings, checking his bank accounts on his tablets and liking photos on Instagram during meetings, but he's gone AWOL. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? He's gone AWOL over the helmet issue. There's a lot of crap already. Do you know what Monday is? It's August 12th. He got traded March 10th. 5 months, you guys. 5 months! And all of this is already happening. They haven't played a game yet! And he may not. I'm actually with the NFL on this one. Not always. But I'm with the NFL here. If this guy wants to walk, see ya. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And that may be too generous. 855-212-4227. Also on our Facebook page, Rob says, with everything occurring around concussions, the league better not cave in on this. Agreed. Jack says, Antonio Brown is the Kanye West of the NFL. Ooh, good question. Okay, Dave and Chris, I suck when it comes to this kind of stuff. There's two Kanye songs I know that I actually like that are on my running rotation, but I'm not telling you which ones, and I don't brag about that fact very often. Anyway, would you say that Antonio Brown is better at his craft or Kanye West is better, more popular at his craft?
Oh, I think it's Kanye West, hands down.
So I'm saying, like, in the football world versus in the rap world. So Kanye's higher to the, like, closer to the top of rappers. Is he hip-hop or rap?
He's kind of all over the place at this point in his career, but I think you can call him a rapper. I think that's safe.
So he's higher up the food chain in the rap world than Antonio Brown is in the football world.
Yeah, and I don't think it's particularly close.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Now, is that because he's really good?
Yeah.
Or
well,
because
he's really
popular?
Yeah, he's probably, him and Jay-Z are probably the two best-selling and biggest names in the rap world of this generation. Maybe Eminem as well, but it's right there.
You would put Eminem and Kanye in the same generation? Interesting.
Yeah. They crossed over at the beginning.
Now, is that your generation or the older generation?
I think I'm looped in there.
Dave, you don't really strike me as a person who'd be particularly connected to rap, but I could be totally wrong.
You would be totally wrong.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
Huh.
More old school hip-hop, though. Late 80s, early 90s.
Of course.
Because the stuff now is, well, anyway. And I think that's why...
Never to be heard on our show.
Yes, that.
Yes.
Kanye West music now is, and the last couple of years, and not nearly as good as what he did in the beginning of his career. He was amazing. In terms of compared to Antonio Brown as a receiver, it's pretty close. But in terms of popularity, it's not even close. Kanye West is definitely, yeah. But that's popularity. That's different than how good you are.
People do put up with his drama, for sure. But some of it, can I be honest, I feel like is contrived. Like some of it, maybe the Taylor Swift thing, maybe not, you know, interrupting her speech. I feel like some of it he does just for publicity. But I could be totally wrong. Man's got to make a name for himself in the world of rap. It's a very crowded field. Michael says on Facebook, can we say drama queen or king? He should have to wear the helmets that everyone else wears. He's not better than anyone else. Rules are rules. If he can't follow them and wants to be an exception, then don't let him play. I just feel like the Raiders are on the wrong side of this. I get that they have to support their guy, but come on, are you kidding me? They can't be talking about how this is a really difficult issue. No, it's really not. I haven't heard Bill Belichick say anything like that. Hey, Tom Brady, I don't care if you go out there and wear an unregulated helmet. It's a really tough issue, I know. Stop it. Luis says, I'm a huge Raiders fan, and I'm even laughing about Brown. Well, that's good. Laughter will get you through the day. Thomas says, you get what you paid for. And they did pay a pretty steep price when they didn't have to. John says, Steeler fan here, a poison in the locker room, good riddance. Susan says, let him wear the damn helmet. That's Susan being forceful. But if he gets hurt from shoulders up, he is out and he pays all medical expenses. Concussion, paralysis, whatever. If he wants to be a pain about it, then pay the price. Now, see, I understand why you would feel that way, except I just don't think the NFL can get away with that. I feel like somewhere down the road, the NFL would be accused of negligence and willful irresponsibility if they allowed him to move forward with this helmet. Oh my gosh, I just don't think a piece of paper would spare them. Ralph says, kick him out of the NFL altogether. Nothing but a troublemaker. Drawing a hard line there. And Bill says, I'm just happy he's out of Pittsburgh. All right, so find us on Facebook or on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Always good to hear from you. And then we'll get to your calls. We now have full phone line, so nothing but calls following the update. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I'm not going to get into the extent of it, but I will say, it was a total accident, and it's an injury that he's looking to get right from, and hopefully, with all the people that have seen it, they've gotten it cured, and he's ready to roll.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
And here we thought the frozen feet were the biggest issue with Antonio Brown. According to multiple reports, it's not actually the feet that are the major hurdle to him getting on the field with the Oakland Raiders. And while you hear John Gruden calling the incident with the French cryotherapy chamber an accident, okay, maybe there was some word lost in translation. Maybe footwear doesn't translate from French to English. Proper footwear has a unique name. Either way, that's no longer the major issue. If you believe the reports that surfaced and literally, well, not literally, figuratively blew up Twitter, Instagram, social media. I wonder if Antonio Brown was busy liking posts on Instagram about the time that all this news was coming out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. I promised you could have the floor. So here we go. I've got lots of your tweets and your Facebook posts, but let's get to some calls here. Andrew's in Portland. Welcome to After Hours.
Amy, it is a pleasure to talk to you on this Monday morning.
Thank you.
So I'm a Steelers fan, and I'm ecstatic that this debacle is on the left coast now. So getting rid of Antonio Brown was probably the best decision, you know, as we could see, for the Steelers to do to get that locker room tighter. The other topic I wanted to touch on was the whole helmet issue. To me, it blows my mind. As an athletic equipment manager, we have to go through, and our certifications, we have to be aware of every year a helmet goes out, mm-hmm. say back to either Rydell or Shutt, and has to get recertified every year. And there is that 10-year, you know, window where a helmet, you know, goes through its daily paces. But after, once that 10 years is up, there is that grace period, that 10th year, you could still use that helmet. But once that helmet's 10th year is finished, mm-hmm. that helmet is no longer valid. That helmet is no longer usable. And the company, the Noxie, who certify all the helmets, you know, it's basically up to them. The NFL has no say in whether Antonio Brown can use the helmet or not. It's based on that company that recertifies every helmet, whether it's Pop Warner all the way up to the NFL. So Antonio Brown can cry and complain, but, you know, just put another helmet on. You know, catching the football, you know, the helmet's not going to stop you from catching the football. Put the correct face mask on. If he's complaining that he can't see, you know, the helmet itself is there to protect your head. The way that you can see through that helmet is through that face mask. So this is just another drama-filled, you know, outburst that they're using for Hard Knocks. And, you know, it's good to see that somebody else is dealing with the headache and, you know, so.
Head on the swivel. He needs to put his head on a swivel, and then it won't be a problem. Andrew, thank you for your call from Oregon. I appreciate the insight.
Thank you.
So the issue, the thing that popped up, the issue with Antonio Brown is the fact that he says his peripheral vision is, and you know that's off to the sides, that's limited by the new helmets. Helmets. I'm not sure if he's tried more than one. But the thing is, the thing that popped up when Andrew was talking is, and everybody else is going to have the same issues too. So if nothing else, it levels the playing field. But more importantly, it also protects your noggin. I mean, does he not understand? Does he not pay any attention to the fact that so many other former players have now symptoms of long-term head injuries and repeated hits to the head? Does he not understand that this is serious? Or he just thinks it won't happen to him? I mean, players his age and younger have retired because of concussions or because they're worried about repeated hits to the head. Is he just oblivious of that? I guess that's a possibility. 855-212-4227. Mary Ellen is in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I am so over these athletes. These guys just being total boneheads, and you know, it's just ridiculous. There needs to be a clause in the contracts of, you know, of a I just forgot what I was going to say.
That happens to me sometimes.
Well, the whole thing is weird. I wasn't going to get into being serious, but I have traumatic brain injuries from head trauma.
And, from an accident,
I can go blank at any time.
How did it happen? From an accident or something else?
I've had concussions. Yeah.
Okay.
Just from playing tackle football to getting hit by a boat one time. To nice. You know, I've had a colorful life. To just head injuries So
then if that's the case, Mary Ellen, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. How would you feel if the NFL budged on this or made an exception for Antonio Brown?
There's no way they in the world they should do this. That's the example they would be setting would be like, oh, we'll bend for this guy. No, there's no bending for anybody. Hold the line. But, you know, what I was going to say is that there should be a no punk clause in the contract. As soon as Antonio or any of the guys start acting like a punk, their contracts to be voided.
But who decides what is punk behavior and who decides what's not?
Well, I think it's pretty easy to see he's being a total punk.
I mean, he's certainly not ingratiating himself to his new locker room because you've now got players and coaches who are speaking to the media about how bizarre and insane this is. And that's before one game has ever been played.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I mean,
definitely is ridiculous.
I mean, just when you think you've seen it all and heard it all, it gets to a new height that it just like blows your mind.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I think that he enjoys the attention and he thinks he's misunderstood. But at some point, the Raiders have got to draw a line. I mean, I like that Gruden's trying to protect him and deflect some of the attention. But come on now. I mean, get your butt on the field. Put the helmet on and get your butt on the field. Like, you either get in or get out, one or the other.
Well, the only thing, the only way I could enjoy this would be if I was from Pittsburgh. I'd be enjoying this so immensely. Wouldn't that be funny? I'd be dying over this.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure they're laughing. Mary Ellen, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Dave real quick. We'll squeeze you in before the top of the hour. Dave, you got a couple of minutes. Go ahead. In Tucson.
All right. Fantastic. Yes. You know, Antonio Brown, you know, I'm a Jets fan. Prima donna. I'm glad he's not on the Jets. You know,
what about Le'Veon Bell? Now, are you worried about him?
Say it again. Well, you know what? We'll see what happens. Another Pittsburgh steal that, you know, is an amazing, a great athlete. Let's hopefully he stays healthy and gets some touches because he's super.
Yes.
You know, and then Sam Darnold's second year maybe not be jinxed. I'm a big Met guy, and my son went to the game yesterday, and he's coming here to town. He's in the Navy 3 years, and he'll be here a few days. We went back in June to, you know, the Phoenix game, Diamondbacks. That's
cool.
When the implosion of all this, you know, the relievers. And I'm really worried only about one thing. You know, we got Edwin Diaz. The guy's given up last year 57 saves, 4 home runs, and already he's given up 11 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Took us out of the game. Totally deflated the balloon. Of course, my son was a little more upper deck. He stayed yesterday, but all the bougie, you know, box seats, 7-4 going into the bottom of the ninth, which we came back Friday, did leave against the that lefty with the beard. I forgot his name for the Philly, for the Nationals closer. But what a run. What a run these Mets have done.
And right.
I wrote them off around my birthday, July 16, when I turned 56, you know. Amy, I was saying to myself, all right, we got a whole group of nucleus young guys. We'll wait till next year. You know, no, and then through it all, I never was a big fan of Cano because of his streaks of not hitting the ball. He even gets hurt during the beginning, middle of the streaks. What a great season. And sure, it's not over. We got 40-plus games. Look at Atlanta. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we go to the ATL. Wheeler's from down there. He starts Tuesday night. You know, not to say that we're just gunning for the wild card. You know, bring it on, as Brewing said, a nice, you know, young stud.
Yeah.
Why not Mets win the division and play like the Yankees against the Astros, whoever wins that game in the World Series? I ain't drinking a Kool-Aid. Maybe I am. What is your take on that?
Well, I think the Mets' joy is contagious right now, and I watched the Friday and Saturday games as well as part of Sunday's game. And yes, they've won 15 of 17, and they were tied for the second wild card as recently as Friday with that crazy comeback. So it was the bullpen. It was Gesellman, I think, who blew the save. Blew the hold, I guess, or, you know, blew it, whatever, blew the lead on Sunday. But then Edwin Diaz giving up runs in the ninth. So still the bullpen, I think, is going to be a major issue. But I like the way that you've got different guys stepping up. Young guys, as you talk about, the pitching staff is red hot right now, meaning the starting rotation. And this is a month after they held the second worst record in the National League. So they're a lot of fun. And the fact that they've got confidence, that really is powering them in their success. And I would also agree with you, Dave. Thanks for your phone call in Tucson, and we appreciate your son's service. I would also agree that going into this series with Atlanta, this is massive. If they can take 2 of 3 or even sweep the series, now Atlanta's got a lot of motivation, but that would really serve notice to the rest of baseball. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.